Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We've reached the end of our study of the book of Daniel. And as it is with the end of any study, it's good to take stock of what we've learned. So what have you learned? We've covered a lot of subject matter in the book of Daniel. A lot of mystery and intrigue, a lot of prophecy, the retelling of many historical events. Many truths from God come to mind. We've been reminded that God is all-powerful and in control, even when all the odds seem stacked against His faithful. We've talked about how God's kingdom is eternal and is in contrast to the earthly kingdoms that come and go. We've seen that every message given by God to Daniel was about preparing his people for the coming Savior, and even preparing us for the second coming of that Savior. There's certainly a lot to be learned, and many of the themes from Daniel fit well with our lives. But sometimes at the conclusion of a study of Scripture, a different response comes to mind. Sometimes we're flooded with many more questions than we are answers. Daniel experienced this too, as we read in verse 8. He says, "Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, My Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" In my Bible, I have that verse circled. And in the margin, I've written the theme of Daniel. That verse is important because it reminds us that even after an intensive study of God's Word, even after reviewing Bible stories that we learned in Sunday school, sometimes we're left with that same reaction. Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Now, Daniel was talking about the final vision that was being given to him in that moment with the divine messenger, as we saw in our scripture reading, how Daniel phrased that as the man dressed in linen, Jesus Christ appearing to Daniel, giving him this vision. Daniel's immediate reaction was, based on that vision, what will be the end of these things? But Jesus was instructing Daniel about the end of days, the final day. And so it's not just a message for Daniel that leaves him wondering with questions, but it's also a message that leaves us contemplating what the future might hold. Jesus mentioned later on in the portion of our second scripture reading in Matthew 24, but that of that day and hour, not a single person knows. And in verses 1 and 2 of Daniel's book, we see the same theme here in chapter 12, where it says, "Everyone found written in the book will be delivered, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to everlasting contempt." When it comes to that final day that Jesus was talking to Daniel about, it's not our job to predict or prophesy when that day will come, but it's our job to prepare. And even if we're not talking about the final day of judgment, the same thing can be said anytime we come before God's Word and use His Scripture. It's not our job to dictate to God what He needs to tell us, but it's our job to take what He's given us and use it as He has intended. There's a thought there contained in Daniel's last words, in this final vision, that fits not just with the prophecy of the final day, but it fits with every time, every day, every time we come before God and His Word. Anytime we open up our Bibles, anytime we come to church, we should be asking ourselves, Lord, what is the end of these things? Other more familiar ways of asking that question in our lives are, why have you done it this way, God? Why did you choose to only reveal that to me? Or maybe we ask, what is the impact of this truth on my life, Lord? What is the end of that thing for me? As we seek to grow in our faith, as we seek to learn in this last chapter of Daniel. And every time we use God's word, we want to seek not just to listen to what God has to say, but to understand and comprehend what its meaning is for our lives. And you understand that Daniel listened to the Lord. He heard what was being said. He was standing right in front of Christ, but he couldn't comprehend it in that moment. So when you think for your life, as we conclude this study, what did I learn from Daniel? Remember not just to listen to what God says, but to seek to understand and comprehend it for your life. In Jesus' ministry, he lamented the lack of this taking place among the crowds that he preached to. He said people were not listening to what he had to say. People were not taking the time to actually understand and comprehend it. And in a rather demanding section of Matthew 13, Jesus reached back to the Old Testament and quoted from the prophet Isaiah and said, "This is a fulfillment of what Isaiah predicted." Listen to what Jesus says about the crowds that were around him. "And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, their eyes have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them.'" Jesus said in that context that part of the problem that the people had was that they chose not to understand. They were tired of listening to God's word. They had heard the same things over and over again, and their hearts had grown dull. Their ears no longer wanted to listen. Their eyes no longer wanted to see, even though they had God in front of them in human form. And Jesus says that the whole point of their obstinance to his word was because they did not want to turn from their sin and be healed. The disciples asked Jesus in that context, "Why do you teach in that way then, Lord? Why aren't you more direct? Why do you use parables? Why don't you give a plainer meaning so that the people can learn and understand and comprehend what is being said?" And Jesus said it wasn't a problem with his teaching. It was a problem with their hearts. That they came before Jesus, before they even heard a word that he spoke, and they didn't want to listen to what God had to say. Sometimes this is the reaction in our lives when we're used to hearing the word of God. We're used to coming to church, and the model and the method and the liturgy and the format is all kind of the same from weekend to weekend. And our hearts tend to grow dull. Our ears get tired of listening. And maybe, because of our sinful flesh, we don't want God to come and heal us. Not in the healing that he offers, really. Maybe in the way that we want, but not in the way that God wants. Sometimes our lack of understanding has to do with these things, just like it was for Daniel being a sinner as well, just like it was for the people around his time. But there are other things that affect this as well. Sometimes it's not a matter of us willfully resisting the Word of God. Sometimes we're coming to church to hear, to listen, to understand. Sometimes we're digging into our Bible because we want God's knowledge. We want that insight that Daniel talks about, where the people have wisdom, where they shine like the stars. Sometimes our intentions are guided by the Word of God, and at the end of our study, we still come away not fully comprehending what God has said. Here at the end, Daniel doesn't get it. He says, "Although I heard, I did not understand." And sometimes that happens to faithful believers too. So what was Daniel to do for his faith? What are we to do for our faith? Well, the Lord is telling us to keep on moving forward in his word. Listen to the Lord's answer to Daniel when he says, "Lord, what is the end of these things? I don't understand." God says to him, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the end of time." And the very last verse of the book says, "Go your way, go until the end, for you shall rest, and you will rise to your inheritance at the end of the days." When Daniel asked the Lord about his struggles after having gone through everything he went through in his life, having grown in his faith so much, being so willing, so strong in his faith that he would stand before a den of lions and be willingly cast into it, that he would suffer any persecution that the enemies around him wanted to give. Daniel's faith had progressed to that point, and here at the end, when he doesn't understand, God's one answer to him is go. That's what it is in the Hebrew. It's just one word. That's God's answer to Daniel, a one-word answer that says, "Go, Daniel." And what God's trying to tell Daniel through that, and also us, is that if you meet a roadblock in your faith, if you've struggled and struggled and struggled and worked and worked and worked to try to understand what God's word is saying, to try to get past whatever temptation or doubt or weakness or struggle you're going through, and it seems like it's a fruitless effort, God's answer is keep going. Go, Daniel. Go your way. This is faith's built-in safety device. It leads us to the riches of God's wisdom, to His glory, to His power. You can't open the Bible without seeing some type of evidence of God's magnificence. You can't contemplate the idea of God in your head without meeting the roadblock of the difference between you and God. Faith leads us directly to confront those divine realities, these mysteries, like we've done so often throughout Daniel's book, which is contained with miracle after miracle. The Apostle Paul had a way of saying this in Romans 11. He said, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments, how untraceable are His ways." If you have faith in Jesus Christ, it's going to lead you to confront those realities about God. It's going to lead you directly into those things that challenge your faith, that make it difficult for you as a sinner, thinking about your relationship with a divine God. And when we're faced with those incomprehensible things about God, it is difficult at times. It is challenging. And you better believe that the questions will continue to arise. But at exactly the same time that your faith leads you to those things, God also reminds you in His Word, keep going. He's got your back. Christ is with you every step of the way. That's what we see happening here at the end of Daniel's prophecy. As Daniel is an old man in the land of Persia at this time, this final vision from Christ Himself leads Daniel to the precipice of God's divine mysteries that defy our understanding and comprehension. And when we think about the final day of judgment, those things don't lead us to a comforting conclusion. Because that same God, who is above and beyond us in so many ways, will also judge us on that final day. But God reminded Daniel, don't stop at the questions that you have. Don't stop at the areas of God's word that defy your reason, your intellect, your feelings, your understanding. Keep going. Go your way, Daniel. The Lord has the future taken care of. We see this clear division at the beginning of chapter 12 between believers and unbelievers, where God gives Daniel a direct prophecy saying, some will rise to everlasting life, some will rise to everlasting contempt. Now, although those that do not believe in God's word, do not use it, do not confess Jesus Christ, probably do not worry about the final day, as God describes it, they still must wrestle with struggles in life, with difficulties, with temptations. They still have an inward law of God in their heart that teaches them that God exists. They can't deny it. They can't ignore it. But we see here the difference that the believer has. It's not that we're immune to the struggles of faith, to the weaknesses of our flesh. They probably confront us more than anyone else. But the difference that we have is that we have Jesus in our place. We have a person who has walked perfectly here on this earth. We have somebody who has shown merciful love in every circumstance and setting. We have somebody who gives us the fruits of His grace, even directed toward His most ardent opponents. This difference maker that we have is Jesus, our Savior. And listen to the way that the Apostle Paul described what Jesus does for us in 1 Corinthians. He says, "But of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that is, as it is written, 'He who glories, let him glory in the Lord.'" Jesus becomes for us wisdom from God, sanctification, redemption. Everything that we lack, everything that we need before God, everything that keeps us from being comforted when we think of our final day of judgment, Jesus fills those needs in. And that is ultimately why I have circled verse 8 in my Bible. It's also why I'd encourage you to go home today and to look it up in your Bibles and to review it and maybe circle it if you feel the same. It's a valuable passage for us, not because it's the theme of the book of Daniel, not because it reminds us of our limitations and mortality and drives us to God. It's a valuable verse for us because it comforts us when we don't understand. It reminds us that God accepts us not on our merits, but on Christ. It tells us in very clear words that God does not accept ignorance of His word. God does not accept us to simply live in our lack of knowledge and understanding, but that is filled in with Christ. He takes care of what I lack, even when I can't answer the questions that I face, even if I can't overcome the weakness that I'm struggling with. Jesus takes care of it. How quickly we can rely on ourselves, how quickly we can turn ourselves into our own gods, where we only trust what we can control, what we can understand, what we can overcome. The greatest example of faith is being able to find consolation in Jesus Christ, even when you don't see the answer right in front of you. We should always strive to learn and understand. That's why God revealed these mysteries to Daniel. He wanted him to get it. But the wonderful thing about God's grace in Christ is that even for those times when we don't, Jesus still fills in what we lack. And so what comfort then we find in that single word, go. Go your way. Go your way in life, not indifferent to God's truth, but also not in terror of it, because Jesus takes your place. Go your way in life, trusting that God will reveal the answers that you need in His own time. Go your way in life, looking forward to that final day of Christ's appearing, knowing that because of His merits and His love for you, you will rise to everlasting life. Every word of God is true. Every question in our hearts does have an answer from God. But even if we can't see those things clearly today or tomorrow or some other time in our lives, we can wait patiently for God's deliverance in Jesus by faith. We can wait patiently for Him to reveal to us the wisdom that comes from our Savior alone. And that's okay for our lives. Because with that confidence of faith, with that trust, we can do exactly what Daniel did. We can continue on our way. We can continue using and being assured of what God has promised to us. Because with Jesus, we are saved for eternity. And we are safe for today. Let that be our confidence and hope as we now conclude our study of the book of Daniel. as we can contemplate for our lives this morning, what have we learned? How has God guided us today? Whenever we seek those answers to the questions of our faith, may we come back again and again to Jesus, who is for us wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Amen. Please rise.